We're celebrating the art and power of music all this month, thanks to the support of the State Theater in Portland, Ford Murray Law, and listeners like you. This is Music That Moves Me.
When I was growing up, my mother was something of a local star, if you have stars. She was always the soloist in the Bagadoose Chorale and Blue Hill, and she was the lead role in many musical at the Grand in Ellsworth. Her name was Marty Byers Gay. And she was always, always performing for other people and for audiences all around. My story has to do with one time when I was a little girl. I passed by the living room where our piano was, and she was sitting and she was playing Clair de Lune. I just remember her sitting so intently all by herself, not being aware of anybody around her, and totally just playing for herself. It was like the music was filling her up so that she would have what she needed to be able to perform, to put it all out there again for everybody else. But this was totally for herself and nobody else. And I just remember that so well. I didn't really know. I mean, I knew the beautiful song that my mother played, and I totally identified that with her. And it wasn't until I was in my early 20s that I heard the song on the radio. Probably it was MPBN. And I said, oh, that's my mother's song. That's what she always played on the piano. She passed away a few years ago, and I now have the piano that she played when I was a child growing up. And I, too, sing in my church choir, and I have a little singing trio, a cappella group. But I sometimes sit down at that same piano and pray for the same filling up that it gave my mother. And it usually does. It's a beautiful old piano. My name is Sarah Billings Layton. I live in beautiful Penobscot, Maine, and this is the music that moves me.
All of our Music That Moves Me contributions are archived at mpbn.net, where you can share your own musical memory. Visit mpbn.net for all the details.